Welcome to the Accent Africa audio recordings. This session was taught in November 2016 during an Acts 1-8 conference in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Reverend Paul York is preaching a message about the Holy Spirit called Working in the Family Business. The translation is Amharic. We trust you will enjoy the teaching and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us at accentafrica@agmd.org.
I'm not here tonight just because of greetings. I'm here tonight because I am a commissioned servant of Almighty God. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim good news to this world. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, or wants to come upon you, to declare the good news of salvation to this world. As I look at you, I see my family. We have the same father.
Hallelujah.
And there's something I know about families. Good families. When the father has a business, you will see the rest of the family helping that business.
And abat bet sra kallo wen nigd kallo bet sab hullu yanen nigd wen sra yisatfal ezal yisaral.
If the father is a farmer, you will find the whole family in the field sometime.
Abat gabere kona yebet sab amal hullu begrna srao lay yisamaral.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yal kallo tgelselo.
We are family. And we're all in the same family business together. That business is called the Kingdom of God. That business is called the Mission of God. To declare salvation to the lost people of this world. To declare the good news of Jesus to languages that have never heard of Jesus until today. To find the man or woman bound in chains by the devil and to set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. In a fallen world. We are in the same business. And you may say, how do I have power to do that business? Because none of us can save another person from sin. None of us can heal of cancer or diabetes or any disease. None of us can talk to a demon and say, you go now, and the demon just listens to someone like you or me. But remember, we're in the same family. And we are not alone. Our brother is with us. Hallelujah. The firstborn of all the earth, Jesus, the firstborn from the dead, he is with us. When the devil raises his hand at us, Jesus raises his nail-pierced hand toward him. And when Satan sees those scars, he flees away. We're not alone. The Father is with us. Hallelujah. The Father is standing behind us with all the resources of heaven. And the Father says, when you finish my work where you are, then I'm going to take you to be where I am. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is with us. In fact, we believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit wholeheartedly. I know Christians who do not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I can love them, I can respect them, but I don't agree with them. Some of the Christians who say there's no baptism in the Spirit, that one finished. And tonight I will tell you some of the reasons why I still believe with my whole heart in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now listen carefully. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not just to have a spiritual feeling in your body. It's not just that. You will feel something, I believe so, but that's not the purpose. The purpose of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is not simply to speak in other tongues. You will speak in other tongues when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. But that is not the purpose. The purpose is to give us power to proclaim Jesus in the world we are living in. The purpose of this gift is that we may have power to do the work of the family business. Hallelujah. Said, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Pour out my spirit on you all. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you understand how this happens? We open our heart and say, fill me, Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And then the Father gives that gift into our life. And we feel power that is not our own power. It's God's power inside of us. And we cry out and He gives us another language. Why is it another language? I think I know one reason why. On the day of Pentecost, when they were gathered, there was a great feast going on, and people from many, 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 many nations were there where they were near where they were praying. They spoke in other tongues when the Spirit came on them. And all those who were not yet believers were hearing something. We hear the glory of God. In our language. What does it mean? Then the Spirit comes upon Peter, second time. And he stands up and he opens his mouth again. And he speaks by the Spirit again.
እንደገና ተናገረ.
But this time he speaks in the language he does know.
በዚህ ጊዜ የተናገረው
just like he spoke in other tongues when the Spirit came on him, now he feels the message of Jesus welling up in his heart, and he begins to preach to all of those people gathered there.
ለከ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ወርዶበት እንደተናገረው እንዲሁ ደግሞ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ በሱ ላይ ሲመጣ የእግዚአብሔር መልእክት በውስጡ መፍሰስ ጀመረ ከዚያ በኋላ ስብከቱን ቀጠለ.
What does this mean?
ምን ማለት ነው ይሄ?
If you receive the Holy Spirit tonight,
manifest the person perceive it should get accepted.
You will speak in tongues other than
this. Sarosh tnagar allachu.
But the purpose is when you leave the doors of the building.
Alamo ken yemigelato yenen bet lekachu setoto no.
When you go on the street on the road there.
Pemengel lai wetachu setedo.
When you arrive in your neighborhood.
ወደጎረቤታችሁ ስትሄዱ.
When you see people and then the Spirit gives you words another time in your own language to tell them about Jesus.
ከዚያ በኋላ መንፈስ ቅዱስ በልባችሁ ሲያመጣ መልእክት ሲያመጣ በቋንቋችሁ ለነዚያ ሰዎች ወንጌልን ስታካፍሉ ስትሰብኩ ነው.
How many of you understand? You think you understand what I'm saying?
እያሉ ያሉት የገባችሁ ስንት ሰዎች ናችሁ? በእጆቻችሁ አሳዩ.
We speak in other tongues. But then we go and we speak the gospel and the same Spirit is giving power for both.
በሌላ ቋንቋ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስንቆላ እንናገራለን ስንወጣ ደግሞ ወንጌልን እንሰብካለን ስንሰብ ኃይል የሚሰጠን ያው አንዱ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ነው.
It's not just about something in the front of the church.
በቤተክርስቲያን ፊት ለፊት መተን የምናደርገው ነገር ብቻ አይደለም.
Because we are the church.
ምክንያቱም እኛ ራሳችን ቤተክርስቲያን ነን.
And God wants to take the church out to the world and tell them what is going on.
ቤተክርስቲያን ንጻ አይደለም እኛን ስለዚህ እኛን ወስዶ ደግሞ ሊጠቀምብን እግዚአብሔር ይፈልጋል.
So how many still want to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
አስንቶቻችሁ እንግዲህ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት ትፈልጋላችሁ?
How many want to be a witness to your world?
አስንቶቻችሁ ምስክሮች መሆን ትፈልጋላችሁ? ለዓለም ምስክር መሆን ፈልጋለሁ ምትሉ?
How many of you wish that you had words to talk to say how wonderful Jesus is to the people that don't know him?
ኢየሱስ እንደማያውቁ ሰዎች ኢየሱስ ድንቅ እንደሆነ አንደበታችሁ ላይ ስንቶቻችሁ ቃል አላችሁ?
You say I tried to talk but it doesn't come out right. I don't know what to say.
መናገር ፈልጋለሁ ነገር ግን ምን ማለት እንዳለብኝ አላውቅም ምትሉ?
Oh, don't be afraid, brother. Don't be afraid, sister. Don't be afraid, children. Don't be afraid.
አትፍሩ.
The Holy Spirit is going to give you those words when the time comes.
መናገር ያለባችሁን በዚያን ጊዜ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ራሱ ይሰጣችኋል.
You feel something inside right on a taxi or in a school room.
በታክሲ ውስጥ ሆናችሁ ወይ በትምህርት ቤት ሊሆን ይችላል መንፈስ ቅዱስ ውስጣችሁን ይሞላዋል.
And I know that it's happened to me. I'm talking to someone and suddenly I think, am I the one?
እንትራውን ያጋጥሞኛል አንድ ሰው ያናገርኩ ይያለው እኔ ነኝ እንዴ ያልኩበት ወቅት.
Talking about Jesus to this person and I don't remember how it started but the Spirit is helping me. Hallelujah.
አንድ ሰው ስለ ኢየሱስ እየተናገርኩ ነው እንዴት እንደጀመረ አላውቅም ነገር ግን መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሲረዳኝ አየው.
አሜን.
Now let me ask you and you can answer very honestly, how many of you want help in speaking about Jesus in your world? You would really really like God's help in speaking about Jesus to the world.
እስቲ በእርግጠኛ ሆናችሁ ወይ በእውነተኝነት መልሱልኝ ስንቶቻችሁ እንደው ስለ ኢየሱስ መናገር ትፈልጋላችሁ እግዚአብሔር በአንደበታችሁ ላይ ቃሉን እንዲያደርግ እምትፈልጉ?
If you want it, raise your hand to him. Raise your hand to him.
ወደ እሱ አንሱ እንደዚያ የምትፈልጉ ከሆነ.
God, I need words.
ጌታ ወይ ቃላት ፈልጋለሁ.
I need power.
ያንተ ኃይል ፈልጋለሁ.
I need anointing.
ኃይልን ፈልጋለሁ እግዚአብሔር.
I need courage.
ድፍረት እንድትሰጠኝ ፈልጋለሁ እግዚአብሔር.
I need help.
እርዳታ አንተ ዘንድ ፈልጋለሁ
እግዚአብሔር. And my people need you.
ምክንያቱም የኔ ቤተሰብ የኔ ህዝብ አንተ ይፈልጋልና.
Because the people around me are lost and going to hell in their sin.
ምክንያቱም በዙሪያ ያሉ ሰዎች በኃጢአታቸው ምክንያት ወደ
ስለሆነ
ስለ
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ መናገር
እንችላለን።
ሌላ የድነት መንገድ የለም ከኢየሱስ በቀር። ሃይማኖተኛ መሆን ማንንም የሚጠቅም ጉዳይ አይደለም። ኢየሱስ ያስፈልጋቸዋል።
That's why I need words.
ለዚያው ቃላት የሚያስፈልገኝ
Words from the Holy Spirit.
ከመንፈስ ቅዱስ የሆነ ቃል ያስፈልገናል።
አሜን።
ሃሌሉያ።
Well, we're in this Acts 1:8 conference and we're always reading the verse Acts 1:8.
Out ያለነው በሐዋርያት ሥራ ምዕራፍ 1 ቁጥር 8 ስብሰባ ላይ ነው። ለዚህ ነው ሁልጊዜ ስንጀምር ይሄንን ጥቅስ እናነበው።
And so I will read it today. Acts 1:8 says, let me start at 1:4. On one occasion while the risen Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command: Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
ከቁጥር 4 ጀምሮ አነባዋለሁ። ከነርሱም ጋር በማዕድ ተቀምጦ ሳለ እንዲህ ሲል አዘዛቸው፣ ከኢየሩሳሌም አትውጡ፣ ነገር ግን እኔ ስናገር የሰማችሁትን አብ የሰጠውን ተስፋ ጠብቁ። ዮሐንስ በውሃ አጥምቆ ነበርና እናንተ ግን ከጥቂት ቀን በኋላ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ትጠመቃላችሁ። እነርሱም ተሰብስበው ሳሉ ጌታ ሆይ የእስራኤልን መንግስት መልሰ የምታቋቁምበት ጊዜው አሁን ነውን ብለው ጠየቁት። እርሱም እንዲህ አላቸው፣ አብ በገዛ ስልጣን የወሰነውን ጊዜ ወይም ወቅት ማወቁ ለእናንተ አልተሰጣችሁም። ነገር ግን መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእናንተ ላይ በሚወርድበት ጊዜ ኃይልን ትቀበላላችሁ፣ በኢየሩሳሌም በይሁዳና በሰማርያ ሁሉ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስክሮቼ ትሆናላችሁ።
So Jesus says, first of all, that the Father promised the gift to you.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ያላቸው ምንድነው? አብ ተስፋ ሰጥቷቸዋል በመጀመሪያ ደረጃ።
And we are also followers of Jesus.
እኛም ደግሞ የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ተከታዮች ነን።
The promise is for us also.
ተስፋው ለኛም ጭምር ነው።
I don't have to make a promise that the Holy Spirit will come on you because the Father has already promised the Holy Spirit will come on.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእናንተ ላይ ይመጣል ብዬ እኔ ተስፋ አልሰጣችሁም፣ ምክንያቱም አብ ራሱ አስቀድሞ ተስፋ ሰጥቷልና።
The Holy Spirit is a gift from Father God. Hallelujah.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ ከእግዚአብሔር አብ የሚሰጥ ስጦታ ነው።
Second thing,
ሁለተኛው
Jesus talked about the baptism of the Spirit to his followers.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ለተከታዮቹ ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት ተናግሯል።
When he gave them this word, he said, "You will remember that I told you about this many times."
ይሄንን ቃል ኢየሱስ ሲሰጣቸው ስለዚህ ጉዳይ ብዙ ጊዜ ነግሬያቸዋለሁ ነው የሚላቸው።
One time was in Luke 24.
አንዱ ጊዜ በሉቃስ 24 ላይ ነው በሉቃስ ወንጌል።
Jesus gave two commands that sounded like the opposite of each other.
ሁለት ትእዛዞችን ነው የሰጠው እርስ በርስ የሚቃረኑ።
He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus."
ወደ ዓለም ሁሉ ሂዱ ወንጌልን ለፍጥረት ሁሉ ስበኩ አላቸው።
And a little while later he said, "Stay in Jerusalem."
ሌላ ጊዜ ደግሞ በኢየሩሳሌም ከተማ ቆዩ አለ እንዳትወጡ አላቸው።
"Go."
ሂዱ የሚል አለ።
"Stay."
ቆዩ ደግሞ አለ። ሂዱ
"Stay."
ቆዩ።
How do we understand it?
እንዴት ነው የምንረዳው ይሄንን?
He said, "You go in the family business. You go to all the world with the gospel."
በቤተሰቡ ስራ ላይ ለመሰማራት ወደ ዓለም ሁሉ ትሄዳላችሁ ወንጌልን ይዛችሁ።
Now listen. Then he said,
"እስኪ ስሙ ደግሞ እንዲህ አለ."
But before you go,
ነገር ግን ከመሄዳችሁ በፊት
receive the power that will make you a success.
ስኬታማ የሚያደርጋችሁን ኃይል ተቀበሉ ይላቸዋል።
And what kind of people did he say this to?
ይሄንን እንዲነግራቸው ምን አይነት ሰዎች ናቸው?
Was it the first day that they believed?
የመጀመሪያ ቀናቸው ነው እንዲያመኑት?
Were they people who never heard the truth?
እውነትን ያልሰሙ ሰዎች ናቸው እነዚህ?
It was the disciples.
ደቀ መዛሙርቱ ናቸው እነዚህ?
These men had just spent 3.5 years in the Jesus Christ Bible School in Jerusalem, in Israel.
በእስራኤል በሚገኘው የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት 3 ዓመት ተኩል የቆዩ ናቸው።
So I am a ministry student.
የአገልግሎት ተማሪ ነኝ።
Oh, what is your teacher?
ማነው አስተማሪ?
Jesus, Son of God.
የእግዚአብሔር ልጅ ነው ኢየሱስ የሚሉ ናቸው።
They knew his stories.
ታሪኮችን ያውቃሉ።
They knew his power.
የሱን ኃይል ያውቃሉ።
They had preached his message.
የሱን መልእክት ሰብከዋል።
They even knew what he liked to eat. Remember they gave him a fish to eat.
እንደገና አብረው በልተዋል። አብረው ያውቃሉ ሁሉን ነገር።
But they didn't have what they needed yet to change the world.
ዓለምን ለመለወጥ የሚያስችል ኃይል ግን አልነበራቸውም እስካሁን።
It's not all in your mind that will make you a success in the kingdom of God.
በእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ውስጥ ስኬታማ የሚያደርጋችሁ በጭንቅላታችሁ ውስጥ ያለው እውቀት ብቻ አይደለም።
Or your family or your church membership.
ወይም በቤተሰባችሁ ወይም በቤተ ክርስቲያን ያላችሁ ስፍራ
ብቻ። You and I need power that only comes from the Holy Spirit or we cannot complete our mission in this world.
የእግዚአብሔር ኃይል ያስፈልገናል። ከመንፈስ ቅዱስ የሆነ ኃይል ያስፈልገናል። ካልሆነ ተልኳችንን መፈጸም አንችልም።
He says, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the gift my father promised. Hallelujah.
አባቴ የሰጠውን ተስፋ እስክትቀበሉ ድረስ በኢየሩሳሌም ቆዩ አላቸው።
And after you receive the gift,
ስጦታውን ከተቀበላችሁ በኋላ,
go out into this world.
ወደዚህ ዓለም ውጡ ሂዱ.
Follow the voice of the Holy Spirit.
የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ድምፅ ተከተሉ.
Let him guide your steps through the day.
እርምጃችሁን በየዕለቱ እሱ ይምራ.
Let him give you compassion for the lost.
ለጠፉት ሰዎች ርኅራኄን በውስጣችሁ እሱ ያፍራ.
Let him make you a witness.
ምስክር ያደርጋችሁ እሱ.
The Holy Spirit is what we need to fulfill our call.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ ተልኳችንን ለመወጣት የሚያስፈልገን ነው.
And so then in Acts 1:8 he says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
ሐዋርያት ሥራ ምዕራፍ 1 ቁጥር 8 ላይ መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእናንተ ላይ ወረደ ጊዜ ኃይል ትቀበላላችሁ በኢየሩሳሌም በይሁዳ በሰማርያ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስክሮቼ ትሆናላችሁ አለ.
Say this with me. The Spirit will come on me.
እንዲህ በሉ ከኔ ጋር መንፈስ ቅዱስ በኔ ላይ ይመጣል.
And I will receive power.
ኃይልን እቀበላለሁ.
And I will be the witness to Jesus Christ.
ከዚያ በኋላ ለክርስቶስ እኔ ምስክር እሆናለሁ.
To my place.
ላለሁበት አካባቢ.
And to any place. Hallelujah. Are you willing for this?
Are you willing for this?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I was still a child,
but I'm living yallo,
in living in Nigeria.
But Nigeria ballo, but what?
I heard my father preaching in a Bible school.
አባቴ በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት ሲሰብክ ሰማሁ.
And I came from the back of the room all the way where everyone could see me.
ከዚያ በኋላ ከጥግ ሁሉ ሰው ሊያየኝ ወደሚችለው ወደፊት መጣሁ.
I came and knelt on that side of that chapel.
ከዚያ በዚያ ጠርዝ አካባቢ ባለው ቦታ ሆንኩኝ.
And I gave my life to Jesus Christ to be his servant.
የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ አገልጋይ ሆን ዘንድ ሕይወቴን ለኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ሰጠሁ.
But let me tell you the story of how I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
እስኪ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ እንደተጠመቁ ታሪኩን ልንገራችሁ.
And what happened next?
ከዚያ ደግሞ ምን እንደሆነ ልንገራችሁ.
I was serving the Lord as a 7-8 year old child.
ጌታን እንደ 7-8 ዓመት ልጅ በዚያ እድሜ ያለው አገለግል ነበር.
We were sent to a boarding school away from where my parents lived.
ካለንበት አካባቢ ወጣ ወደሚል ስፍራ አዳሪ ትምህርት ቤት ተልከን ነበር.
I was a 3rd-year student elementary and my sister was first year, a small first year student.
እኔ የ3ኛ ዓመት ተማሪ ነኝ እህቴ ደግሞ የ1ኛ ዓመት.
And after I became a believer.
አማኝ ከሆንኩ በኋላ
when I got to that school something happened. I felt something inside of me.
ወደዚያ ትምህርት ቤት ሲሄድ አንድ ነገር በውስጤ ይሰማኝ ነበር ጌታን ከተቀበልኩ በኋላ.
I went to the the house parents and said, I need something. I need something from God. They said, well, you should read your Bible. They were not Pentecostal. Of course, reading the Bible is good advice, so I'm thankful. But I was hungering inside. And I came home for Christmas break. And I was telling my mother and father, oh, I'm lonely in that school. And when I pray, I don't feel close to God. I feel like I want something. I want something. I'm hungry. And my father turned to my mother. And he was John, she was Joy. He said, Joy, I think our son is getting ready to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Well, I thought about that quietly. The more I thought, the more I was afraid. So I'm trying to remember. In order to go to heaven, if I'm born again, is that enough? Or do I have to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Maybe I'm not going to heaven yet. I remember sitting in the car with my family, worrying about it. But I didn't want to ask them because I might look foolish, so I said nothing. Let me encourage anyone with that problem. You do not have to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to go to heaven. You just believe in Jesus. However, if you want to help a lot of other people go to heaven, you definitely need the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It's not a question of will I go to heaven. No, the question is, will I go to heaven alone? Oh, we need the power of the Holy Spirit to help us. My family finished a 3-year term, and we went back for 1 year to U.S. to visit the churches. And we went to my grandfather's church. After his retirement as an engineer, he became the pastor of a small church, so we went to see it. And we were praying at the altar. And I was trying to be filled to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now here's the problem. You can't fill yourself with the Holy Spirit. If you have a glass, a drinking glass. The glass doesn't fill itself with water. The glass just stands ready. I'm ready. Maybe today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe right now. I'm ready. But it is the owner of the house that fills it with water. Hallelujah. Well, when I prayed there, I said, I think two or three words that I think they're not my language. But I wasn't sure. And I couldn't say them again. If that's been your story, don't be worried about that. That's very common. That happens to some people. The glass doesn't need to worry. The glass just stands open.
It
says, when he is ready, I will be ready. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A few weeks after that, we went to the General Council of the Assemblies of God, USA. And we went way in a large hall, high in the high seats, like a football stadium almost.
But I'm a tillik adarash now kaf yalu wonboroch allu nezi lik stadium imeslan.
And we could look down and we almost could see the preacher down there.
Berkat no menemeleketo beka sabakiun menayaw kwa berkat no.
And I was there with my family and my extended family who were ministers in our church.
Bezia yallu kebetsaboche gar kezemeloche gar azia betekristiyan
kawalaw nebere. My father and my mother.
Abati na nati.
My aunt, my uncle.
Akote akiste.
My sister.
Ehete.
And my Jesus.
Jesus
and my family. I was 10 years old. The pastor preached 4 points. I will praise him. I choose to do this. The Holy Spirit will not come to anybody here tonight and seize them and shake them.
Manifest the solan de so matto chapto mulete ndala rafo no arga fakfo.
Now, a lion or a hyena does that, the Holy Spirit doesn't do that.
Alena hakki wechu yona ndaza miyareko manifest the so ndaso ayaregem.
The Holy Spirit comes for he is welcome.
Manifest the so.
He comes to the heart that welcomes him. You say, why do people get excited sometimes? It was the will of God. But I pray, why was I quiet? Just calm and quiet, thinking, oh Jesus, somebody says, why was I quiet? And that one was loud.
አንዳንድ ሰው እንዲህ ሊል ይችላል እሱ ዝም ብሎ ሲጸልይ እኔ ለምንድን ነው ቾክ ብዬ መጸልየው?
It's the will of God. That's just what he did for you. But I sat in that place and heard the preacher. I will. I do it and then I choose to do it.
እንግዲህ እኔ መርጫዋለሁ እንደዚያ ማድረግም ፈልጌያለሁ.
And then I will praise, I will glorify and declare the glory of God, the gospel of Jesus. I will speak. I choose to speak. I declare his gospel and his praises.
I will
praise him. The greatest king of all the universe. Hallelujah. And on that hall, I began to lift my hands and pray. And the Holy Spirit just began to come on me. I could feel his presence. I just like power, like, oh, something. He's here. I just
I love you, Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus. And then the Father gave me his gift. Began to speak in other tongues. Glorifying Jesus.
Christos in the mark of the
chapel. Other tongues. Way up in the church. Glorifying Jesus.
The service finished.
10,000 people left to go eat lunch. And me and my family are way up on the chairs because I'm just talking a little just praying in the Holy Spirit. But my father was baptized in the Spirit as a child. He spoke in tongues so long that finally his father picked him up and carried him to the car. And all the way to the car and on the car in the drive home, my father just prayed in other tongues the whole way.
እንደዚሁ አባቴም እኔን ተሸክሞ መኪና ውስጥ አስገብቶ እንደዚሁ በልሳን እየጸለየ ሄደን
My wife was different.
ባለቤቴ ግን ከዚህ የተለየች
ነበር. She heard at the university ministry that Jesus could baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
በዩኒቨርሲቲ ነው ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ እንደሚያጠምቅ የሰማችው.
But the person talking said, after 5 years, I finally got filled. My lovely wife now, she was not my wife then, she said, oh, I guess I better start. It takes 5 years, so. So she went to her dormitory room in the secular university. Where the teachers are not allowed to talk about God in the public university.
At the secular university.
To start 5 years of praying. And she just prayed quietly. Oh Jesus, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I love you, I want you. And she felt him coming. And she accepted it.
ከዚያ ተበቀች በመተባበቅ ሆነች
and he gave her the gift
ከዚያም እግዚአብሔር ስጦታውን ሰጣት
chose to speak
ከዚያ መናገር ጀመረች
but the words were not her words they were the Holy Spirit's words
አላት የሷ ቃላት አይደሉም የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ቃላት ናቸው
My wife was transformed by that experience and she became an evangelist and a witness in that university.
በዚያ ሁኔታ ነው እንግዲህ ባለቤቴ ተለወጠችው ከዚያ በኋላ ወንጌላዊ ሆነች በዩኒቨርሲቲ መመስከር ጀመረች.
She led people to Christ.
ብዙ ሰዎችን ወደ ክርስቶስ መራች.
She prayed for strangers that she saw on the street.
በትጸልያለች በጣም.
She prayed for people in the church.
በመንገድ ላይ ለሰዎች ትጸልያለች በቤተክርስቲያን ለሰዎች ትጸልያለች.
My life was transformed when I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
ሕይወቴ የተቀየረው በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ሞላ ነው.
God gave me a desire to preach.
የመስበክን ፍላጎት እግዚአብሔር ሰጠኝ.
I thought I'm 10 years old. Where will I preach?
አስር ዓመቴ ነው. ወዴት ነው የምሰብከው አልኩኝ.
But now these years later I want to give glory to God.
ከዓመታት በኋላ ለእግዚአብሔር ክብር መስጠት ፈልጋለሁ.
I have preached in my home country all the way from California to Florida. That's from one side to the other.
በአገሬ እንግዲህ ከካሊፎርኒያ እስከ ፍሎሪዳ ድረስ የትና የት ርቀት ሰብኬያለሁ.
I preached in Nigeria many times.
But Nigeria ብዙ ጊዜ ሰብኬያለሁ.
I preached in Malawi in Africa.
በአፍሪካ በማላዊ
ሰብኬያለሁ. In Kenya.
በኬንያም ሰብኬያለሁ.
I preached in Uganda.
በዩጋንዳም ሰብኬያለሁ.
I preached in Hungary in Europe.
በአውሮፓ በሃንጋሪም ሰብኬያለሁ.
I preached in Indonesia off in the islands of Asia.
በእስያ ደግሞ በእስያ ተሰጥቶ.
I preached in El Salvador in Central America.
በአሜሪካ ምድር ሰብኬያለሁ.
And now I preached in Atlanta. Hallelujah. And there's no power of my own. There's no power of my own.
የራሴ የሆነ ኃይል የለኝም.
My mentor Denny Miller, he says, the things I do, I cannot do.
Dr. Miller, የኔ አማካሪ, የማደርጋቸውን ነገሮች እኔ ማድረግ አልችልም ይላል.
Therefore,
ስለዚህ,
since I'm doing them, you can do them too.
እኔ የማደርገው ከሆነ አንተ ማድረግ ትችላላችሁ.
Do you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit?
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መጠመቅ ትፈልጋላችሁ ወይ?
It's time to pray.
አሁን የመጸለይ ጊዜ ነው።
Now this is what we're going to do.
እንዴ ነው እናደርገው?
I'm going to invite the whole body to pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The whole fellowship is I'm inviting you to pray.
ሁላችንም ጉባኤው ባጠቃላይ እንድንጸልይ ፈልጋለሁ ነው ያሉት።
If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, there are only two things you need to know.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት ከፈልጋችሁ ሁለት ነገሮች ብቻ ነው ማወቅ ያለባችሁ።
You must be born again.
ዳግም የተወለዳችሁ መሆን አለባችሁ።
The Holy Spirit is holy.
ይህ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ቅዱስ ነው።
The blood of Jesus must cleanse that glass, that he must cleanse the glass so that there is a holy place for him to come.
በጭቆውን በክርስቶስ የክርስቶስ ደም እቃውን ማጽዳት አለበት፣ ምክንያቱም በውስጡ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ይሆን ዘንድ።
There are some people here tonight that if you don't confess a sin you have, the Holy Spirit can't come to you. He won't come because you haven't confessed. You know you have sinned, but you haven't confessed. He wants you to confess.
ምናልባት እዚህ መሃል ልትኖሩ ትችላላችሁ። ኃጢአተኛ እንደሆናችሁ ታውቃላችሁ። ነገር ግን ስለ ኃጢአታችሁ ንስሐ ያልገባችሁ፣ ጌታን ያልተቀበላችሁ ካላችሁ ጌታን መቀበል ንስሐ መግባት አለባችሁ።
The second thing is you have to be hungry.
ሁለተኛው ነገር ደግሞ መጠማት አለባችሁ።
I'm born again.
እኔ ዳግም የተወለድኩ ነኝ።
By faith in Jesus Christ.
በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ በማመኔ
ምክንያት
ክርስቶስ በልቤ ነግሷል።
And I'm hungry for the gift of the Father.
እኔ ደግሞ አብ የሰጠውን ተስፋ ሁሌም ለመቀበል የተጠማሁ ነኝ።
Don't make it hard.
እንደው አስቸጋሪ አታድርጉት።
You don't have to ask 5000 times.
አምስት ሺህ ጊዜ መጠየቅ የለባችሁ።
We will pray a short prayer asking one time.
አጭር ጸሎት እንጸልያለን፣ የመጠየቅ ጸሎት፣ አንድ ጊዜ የመጠየቅ ጸሎት።
And then we will stand ready before the Lord and see what the Lord does.
ከዚያ ዝግጁ ሆነ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እንቆማለን። እግዚአብሔር የሚያደርገውን ደግሞ በእምነት እንቀበላለን።
If you know that you want to confess sin to the Lord so that he can move in your life, and just raise your hand toward the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be pure before I pray. Amen.
ምናልባትም ንስሐ መግባት እፈልጋለሁ፣ ንጹህ መሆን እፈልጋለሁ ከመጸለይ በፊት የምትሉ ከሆነ የምትሉ ሰዎች እጆቻችሁን ከፍ አድርጉ።
And if you never gave your life to Jesus, you can give it to him right now and you can join our prayer in a minute.
አዳዲስ ሰዎች ማለት ነው፣ ሕይወቴን ለጌታ አልሰጠሁም አሁን ግን መስጠት እፈልጋለሁ የምትሉ ሰዎች እጆቻችሁን ከፍ አድርጉ። ጌታን መቀበል እፈልጋለሁ፣ ንስሐ መግባት እፈልጋለሁ የምትሉ
Let's pray this prayer after me.
እኔን ጸሎት እንጸልይ። እንደዚህ አይነት ሰዎች ካላችሁ እስኪ ባላችሁ በስፍራ ቆሙ።
Lord Jesus Christ.
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ሆይ።
Say it out.
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ሆይ። They have them say it after you.
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ሆይ እንበል።
I come to you tonight.
ዛሬ በዚህ ምሽት ወደ አንተ መጣለሁ።
I am a sinner.
እኔ ኃጢአተኛ ነኝ።
I need a savior.
አዳኙን እፈልጋለሁ።
There's only one savior, the man Christ Jesus.
አንድ ብቻ አዳኝ አለ፣ እሱም ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ነው።
Tonight I am placing my faith again in him.
ዛሬ በዚህ ምሽት እምነቴን በሱ ላይ አደርጋለሁ።
Forgive any sin that I am convicted of. All of my sin, forgive me tonight.
የትኛውንም ኃጢአቴን እናዘዛለሁ፣ ይቅር በለኝ በዚህ ምሽት።
Thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses me from sin.
ከኃጢአቴ ስለሚያነጻኝ ስለ ክርስቶስ ደም ደግሞ አመሰግናለሁ እግዚአብሔር ሆይ።
I repent. I turn around from my sinful way.
ከኃጢአት መንገድ ዞር እላለሁ።
Help me, Jesus.
እርዳኝ ኢየሱስ።
Be my Lord.
ጌታዬ ሁን።
ጌታዬ ሁን። Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, if you are sincerely asking the Lord, you are being forgiven. You may rejoice that He forgives you. And you write your name out in heaven.
ደስ ይበላችሁ፣ ነፃ ናችሁ፣ እግዚአብሔር ይቅር ብሏችኋል። አዳዲስ ሰዎች ይህንን ጸሎት የጸለያችሁ
Now I want to invite everyone who says, I came tonight with a strong desire to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Some for the first time. Some you had an experience, but you want to renew and to increase.
አንዳንዶቻችሁ ደግሞ ተሞልታችኋል፣ ነገር ግን እንደገና በኃይል ለመሞላት የምትፈልጉ።
I want to invite everyone who is very hungry to come and stand quickly all across the front.
ይሄ ጥማት ያላችሁ ሁሉ አጭር ጸሎት ነው የምንጸልየው፣ ወደፊት እንድትመጡ ጋብዛችኋለሁ። በመንፈስ ሙላን በሉት።
You begin to speak.
ከዚያ በኋላ ሲሞላችሁ ደግሞ መናገር ትጀምራላችሁ።
Use your mouth.
Use your lips. Use your tongue. Use your tongue. Use your God. Speak out.